children of the revolution. No, you won't fool the children of the revolution. It's plain in the falling rain. I got me a Rolls Royce, cause it's with my voice. But you won't fool the children of the revolution. No, you won't fool the children of the revolution. You can bump and grind, feeling fine. You can twist and shout, let it all hang out. But you can't fool the children of the revolution. No, revolution. Oops, I did it again. Rush Limbaugh is a big fat liar, or an idiot, or whatever it was that other idiot said about that other idiot. Children of the revolution, no you won't fool the children of the revolution. Bump and grind, have a good time. You can twist and shout, let it all hang out, but you won't fool revolution. Check out this stereo mic, Belkin, $49. My guitar is to the right of me, and I'm singing into the left part of the Belkin. It has an interesting separation, doesn't it? Yes, indeedio.
And I made the had the audacity to share my ideas over the radio, well, through K-Boo playing a poem that I had written called Your Revolution. And Your Revolution, I should say, is a tribute to Gil Scott-Heron's poem, The Revolution Will Not Be Televised. But what it is really is I had been listening to a lot of music. I'm a hip-hop fan. I'm a hip-hop head. I grew up, you know, listening to that music in particular, among other kinds of music. But one thing that really struck me was how I just sort of noticed the takeover of hip-hop music and culture, so that it no longer represented, a voice for people who were sort of, you know, making a way out of very little, were using when their, you know, after-school programs were no longer funded because of Reaganomics or whatever, and there were no musical instruments. People got out two turntables and a microphone and you know, explored dance and visual art through graffiti. All of that culture, to me, was disappearing into, this sort of corporate this commodified, you know, mess that was suddenly branded Viacom, MTV, you know, all of these corporations were taking it over for profit, and unfortunately also using it to spread messages that I think are antithetical to what hip-hop was originally about, which is, you know, freedom and justice for a lot of people. Now it's about misogyny and, you know, materialism and, bad words, ways to, you know, talk about women that are demeaning and disgusting. So I was listening to all of this on the radio. But to get more to the point, the culture that I loved so much and that I was sort of seeing mutate into this other thing was what inspired Your Revolution. So I basically took lyrics that I was already hearing on the radio and recontextualized them so that instead of, you know, hey, baby, I'm going to do this to you, I'm going to do that to you, and this is all you're worth to me, I said, no, you're not going to do this to me, no, you're not going to do that, and I'm worth more. I'm a human being, not just the sum of my, you know, body parts. And people loved it. I was astonished. I recorded it independently, but the next thing I knew, it was on radio stations, and we know how hard it is to get radio airplay in this moment of clear channel, 1,200 stations all the same, all the time. So I was thrilled. I never dreamed that my song, out of all the songs that play on the radio all the time, would be the one to, incite the... sort of, in my opinion, political riot that ensued. Basically, somebody called in, said that it was indecent, and a hearing, or I guess, I don't know exactly how it works, but basically the radio station has to then...
We have 10 seconds.
The radio station had to respond. The FCC said, we know you think it's a feminist song, but we think it's offensive and you can't play it. $7,000 fine, and on and on and on.
It was appealed? Is it on appeal now?
Well, we're appealing it now, and people can go to yourrevolutionisbanned.com.
frontera, tu patio pa' mis soldados caídos, pero mi ejército arrasa los Estados Unidos. Levante su bandera, recuperen a su tierra. Yo pelaré la bala con ustedes en esta guerra. La revolución tal mis palabras, abre la mente y los ojos. Mi raza se levanta cuando agarro el micrófono. Soy la voz del pueblo que no ha perdido esperanza. Soy la verdad en la política que hasta políticos mata. La guerra en la frontera ya tiene muchos años. Las cruces en las líneas me han causado mucho daño. Coraje, sangre que corre por mis venas. A mirar la migración, no sabe lo que les espera. Mexican Revolution, what we want. Revolution, Mexican Revolution, what we want. Revolution. La frontera es un patio para mis soldados caídos, pero mi ejército arrasa los Estados Unidos. Levante su bandera, recuperen a su tierra. Yo pelaré la bala con ustedes en esta guerra. Tan golpeado y el gobierno se aprovecha. Por eso buscamos un nuevo futuro y cruzamos la frontera. Trabajamos por migajas, por el sueño americano. Le quitamos el puesto al hermano africano. Construimos las escuelas donde educan a sus hijos. Construimos los parques donde juegan sus niños. Somos el motor de esta nación. Todavía nos quieren discriminar. Aprendemos su idioma. Todavía nos quieren ignorar. Mexican Revolution, what we want. Revolution. Mexican Revolution. Es un patio pa' mis soldados caídos, pero mi ejército arrasa los Estados Unidos. Levante su bandera, recuperen a su tierra. Yo pelaré la bala con ustedes en esta guerra. Las pláticas se ven en las esquinas y se hablan en las oficinas. El ejército latino crece grande día y día. Paramos de ser cobardes y hay que unirnos a la causa. Que no están cansados, que pisoteen a su raza. Paremos de hablar y empecemos a luchar. El destino está en nuestras manos, nacimos pa' ganar. Derrotaremos al enemigo, cueste lo que cueste. Muchos van a morir, va a vivir mejor mi gente. Aunque cerren la frontera, no nos van a detener. Esto ya es Latinoamérica, no lo quieren entender. No agacharemos la cabeza y seguiremos emigrando. Recuperemos la tierra que a México le habían robado. No agacharemos la cabeza, la raza está unida. Aunque quieran o no, nos vamos a apoderar. Nos vamos a apoderar. Exigimos un gobierno sin ignorancia. Exigimos más derechos para la raza. Exigimos que nos paren de explotar. Exigimos nueva política y libertad. Exigimos que paren de cazar nuestra gente. Exigimos un nuevo presidente. Exigimos que cambie esta nación. Exigimos que se haga realidad esta canción. Exigimos.
La reacción de agentes federales estadounidenses causa una gran preocupación en el Capitolio. Esta situación se agrega al ya explosivo debate sobre inmigración y los indocumentados en el Congreso y podría tener un efecto en la votación sobre una reforma inmigratoria que realizará próximamente el Senado.
La Casa del Inmigrante y los Jefes de la Frontera hacen una invitación a la Marcha por la Dignidad programada para este fin de
semana. Revolution, Mexican Revolution, what we want. Revolution. La frontera es un patio pa' mis soldados caídos, pero mi ejército arrasa los Estados Unidos. Levante su bandera, recuperen a su tierra. Yo pelaré la bala con ustedes en esta guerra.
Revolution. We'll be right back. Tinted Ontic.
Revolutionary. There's a revolution going on at your record store. And here's the big hit sound that's making it happen, baby. Paul Revere and the Raiders featuring Mark Lindsay with the song that's happening all over the country. The hit that kicks off the excitement in their sensational new Columbia album, Revolution.
Song. Always be singing a revolution song. Until every last wall that divides us comes crashing down. And the lies that have blinded us are nowhere to be found. No more hesitation. Can't you see the times are changing? We'll always be singing our revolution song. Distant memory, until every last one of us lives a life of peace. No more hesitation. Can't you see the times are changing?
Toka, University of Surrey, Guildford, United Kingdom. Viva la Revolution! This work was first presented at SIGGRAPH 2007, the International Conference and Exhibition on Computer Graphics and Interactive Techniques. The digital work presents a continuum of the past, present, and future of Ukraine, and photographs of three generations, an old lady, a girl, and a high school graduate. The Orange Revolution that took place from November 2004 to January 2005 has significantly changed Ukraine. But the question still remains, whether future generations born after the revolution will have a better life than the previous ones. Digital media and globalization changed Ukrainian life in many ways. Borders are more open to international tourists. It's not unusual anymore to hear someone speaking English on the streets of Kyiv. People are more tolerant of other cultures as they become more aware of them. We go to Vietnamese restaurants, drink Czech beer, and eat American burgers. Manis learns alphabet with a special designed computer program. My nephew listens to American music, and my parents watch the same commercials as the rest of the world. We get CNN and MTV via cable television. Our streets are full of German cars, and shops sell Japanese cameras. On almost everything you buy, you see the familiar tag, made in China. We have the same prices as Western Europe, with Ukrainian salaries. At the same time, we keep our rich Ukrainian heritage, our traditional cuisine, our folk art, and our literature. Ukraine is still in a transitional period, and a change from communism to capitalism causes many problems. But our children give us hope for a better future.
Du chômage, le relevant des matraquages. Dans cette société sans avenir, beaucoup décident d'en finir. Une balle dans le cerveau, sous les roues du métro.
Il suffit pas de la tête pour voir toute la vie sauter. Le modèle, c'est le millionnaire. Leur refuser la prière, société désorganisée. Piqué, flippé, contrôlé. Tout va bien, comme le nez. On fera tout brûler. Mais ça doit pas l'achever pour 10 grammes de machine. Il faut prendre le petit, même si tu mérites. Allez, les tas, tu peux le suivre. Vive, 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 vive la révolution. Merde, 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 merde aux institutions. Vive, 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 vive la révolution. Merde, 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 merde.
À Toulon, ce qu'attend des gros cons. Ambiguïté démocratique, colère, ceux qui vous conchient. La République protège la bête qui lui coupe pas la tête.
Le corps nous est compté, la blessure s'est affectée. La gangrène s'élargit, la bête du monde grossit. Il faut prendre les devants, lutter tant qu'il en est temps. Il faut une lutte armée avant qu'il y en paye. Vive, 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 vive la révolution. Merde, 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 merde aux institutions. Vive, 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 vive la révolution.
Well, so you can.
Lock up your daughter. You better hold tight, hold tight, hold tight. Can't stop if you want to. You know you can't fight it. You gotta be near her.
I should like to discuss here today with you the repressed prerequisites of qualitative change. I say intentionally of qualitative change, not of revolution, because we know of too many revolutions through which the continuum of repression has been sustained, which have replaced one system of domination by another system of domination. We must become aware of the essentially new features which distinguish a free society as the definite negation of the established societies, and we must begin formulating these features, no matter how metaphysical, no matter how utopian, I even say no matter how ridiculous, we may appear to the normal people in all camps, on the right as well as on the left. Now in this sense, I should like to discuss here today with you the repressed prerequisites of qualitative change. I say intentionally of qualitative change, not of revolution, because we know of too many revolutions through which the continuum of repression has been sustained, which has replaced one system of revolution by another system of domination. We must become aware of the essentially new features which distinguish a free society as the definite negation of the established societies, and we must begin formulating these features, no matter how metaphysical, no matter how utopian, I even say no matter how ridiculous, we may appear to the normal people in all camps, on the right as well as on the left. Now in this sense, I should like to discuss here today with you the repressed prerequisites of qualitative change. I say intentionally of qualitative change, not of revolution, because we know of too many revolutions through which the continuum of repression has been sustained, which have replaced one system of domination by another system of domination. We must become aware of the essentially new features which distinguish a free society as the definite negation of the established societies, and we must begin formulating these features, no matter how metaphysical, no matter how utopian, I even say no matter how ridiculous, we may appear to the normal people in all camps, on the right as well as on the left.
Freiheit wird als reaktionärer Anachronismus verspottet. Wir sind Philogen ohne Munition, doch der aufrechte Mensch, trotz der moralischen Auflösung. Männer der Erkenntnis reißt sich ein. Religion formiert, Befreiung marschiert. Befreiung marschiert. Der neue Mensch tanzt für Mammuts Gold, doch blindet am Schein der Freiheit. Kultur wird zur Dekadenz, Jugend verführt, Traditionen gebrochen, Staaten gesprengt, Völker verbrannt und freies Denken verboten. Die falschen Werte verbrennen unsere Zeichen, die uns verbinden. Sie verführen uns in eine kranke Gesellschaft, die den Menschen fremd ist. Wir sind Verräter um unsere Existenz. Wir sind Verräter um unsere Existenz. Männer der Erkenntnis reiht sich ein, die Legion formiert, Befreiung marschiert. Befreiung marschiert. Sieg ist sicher, glaubst du zu sein, wenn sie die Masse berauschen, wir sehen uns Raum. Menschen, die Maschinen, ohne Wille und Kraft, die Augen verbunden, die Ohren taub, das Herz entrissen. Die Tat programmiert. Freie Revolution. Richtet sich auf für den Menschen. Freie Revolution. Ist der Beginn gegen die moralische Auflösung. Religion formiert, Befreiung marschiert. Befreiung marschiert. Freie Revolution für ein freies Europa.
Here is land of glory, we the Amazonian wish and loyalty. Here is an end of freedom, we grant ourselves our freedom. Here is a sinner's hero, we build the land with our blood. Glory to the glory, we rise and never to fall. Yeah, need a nation, we drive and make and honey. Glory, glory, glory to the Father who make we in a nation and joy forever born. Amazonian, land of freedom, we shall live with plenty meat in our name. And our children shall be like the stars above. The Most High God be the watchman of his nation. Amazonian, land of freedom. We shall live with plenty meat in our name. And our children shall be like the stars above. The Most High God be the watchman of his nation.
Good Lord, for my love,
pray me be at night.
Oh,
son, come in my Lord, you better get
a word in your shoes.
My Lord, you better say.
I change my way of living. Come on, if I
may
be
here tonight.
What?
Svetlana sucks lemons across from me, and I am progressing abominably, and I do not know my own way to the sea, but the song.
Serving casseroles to hungry husbands, and on the other, posters of leggy models in platform boots and hot pants with, and this is the key image in the scenario, feminists in dungarees slapping this degrades women's stickers all over them. For sexism isn't just a phenomenon, it's an idea, and has no currency as such without people who actually hold it, discuss it, and apply it. Without some public airing of the critique it involves, the idea itself falls out of fashion. Of course, what then becomes passé isn't actually sexism, which is doing just fine, but the concept of sexism in advertising or anything else for that matter. Unlike racism, a term which similarly refers to both actions and attitudes, sexism has fallen strikingly into disuse in recent years and is now rarely employed in public debate. Therefore, our view of the situation describes becomes locked in the moment when the terms flourish, and ads themselves, as I will show, present sexism as a kind of stylistically 70s phenomenon, so that it becomes at once past and present, innocent and knowing.